Who wants to go to a soccer game? Go Greenway!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
My home and native land. Going to Canada tomorrow.
Dude, I can't wait, man. Yeah. I asked you, were you golfing tomorrow?
Just in time for the tariffs to kick in.
Look at you.
Oh, anyway.
I'll tell you what.
Hurry up. I got to get something out the way. Do you realize how different basketball is now than in the mid-80s?
Yes, I believe they had second jobs then. That's how I feel.
No. This is just the game itself.
All right.
Yesterday I was cleaning my office. This is just going to be a tease. It's not going to be the whole story. Yesterday I was cleaning my office, and I had some clippings. And I was reading a story about one of my games.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's not going to be anything about me. It's not going to be anything about me.
You didn't have a career.
And maybe I will tell it now.
All right.
So the story had like what was going on play-by-play wise in this game that I played.
Okay.
So keep in mind, when I played, there's no shot clock.
Wow.
And there's no three-point line.
All right, I got you.
Okay, so I'm reading this story and it says we were down three. And we had a guy at the foul line, right. Brian Mennett.
How much time?
29 seconds.
Dude.
We're down three. He's got two foul shots.
Let's go.
He missed the first. And then he missed the second. And I'm like, Mennett. That's right. You missed two. He didn't miss two. He had to intentionally miss the second, even with 29 seconds to go, because a make would have only got it to two. There is no three-point line. You would have had a foul again, so you would actually miss your second on purpose.
With 29 left,
yes,
though?
Yes, because if you make it, okay, what's going to happen? You're down two.
You press, try to get a turnover.
Well, you get a foul is what you end up getting.
Okay, if you don't get the turnover, but go ahead.
So I'm looking at this game, and like in a game, we were down five, and... Okay, I score to cut it to three with 23 seconds left.
Right.
I have to miss intentionally. That's the way we kind of had to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to fight
because we need a possession almost. Like, we kind of didn't foul unless it was a one-point game.
Yeah.
Like, as a two-point game, you kind of had to get the ball back.
But if Guru, the coach, I would have dedicated at least 8 to 10 seconds of us pressing, trying to make
one
pass.
My coach won 967 college games.
I'm just telling you. So did you end up winning?
No, we lost in overtime.
What made you? Well, you were cleaning.
I was cleaning my office.
So I want to take this time real quick. Now, you know, I got a few moms, but I want to say happy birthday to my auntie, Miss Giddings. It's her 70th birthday today. Evan's mom. So happy birthday, Miss Giddings, who we've met. I call her my auntie.
Appreciate it, Goo. You're her favorite.
That's why you're dressed up.
It's radio, but yes.
Yes, right. It's right. You too.
What, do you think I missed that, Evan?
Why are you going to say happy birthday?
No, because apparently I'm not her favorite. She gets nothing. Nothing. Now I'm mad at her.
Dude. Oh, I got a what's bugging you. I don't want to do. I got a guru's gripe.
You'll get there one day soon.
Sounds like you got everything going.
Seriously? I'll save it.
Please don't. If I could do the rest of the show today without talking, I would.
Well, you just talked about your life.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I got eight friends since the third grade from Union City, California. You've met all of them. Okay? We're on a vine. Steiny. We've been on a vine for years, and I don't want to bring race up, but we're all black. And six of us want to do a fantasy football league before we die together in Silk Basie and my guy named June. Smart guys. You've met them. They don't want to play fantasy football. They've never done it, but they talk mess. They're smart, intellectual, Steiny, but how do I get them to do what the other six of us want and just create a league amongst us before one of us passes?
Nobody wants to do it, Goo.
But how weird is that? Why?
Not weird at all.
No, I think Silk Basie, so. He thinks he's a GM, but now he would have to put the GM to test, and I think he's afraid of that. But what are you doing? Stoney, I'm fighting the fight every day. Just do it for the fellas. Take one for the team. But there's something going on.
Yeah, they don't like fantasy football. Right.
Why? You haven't played it.
Because maybe they're more evolved than you. Maybe they have interests outside of the one dimension
of sports. No, we're watching. We talk about it all. What's going on? I'll get to the bottom of it.
You do that, and you make sure to get back to me.
That was a five.
When that happens.
I'm out. You packed?
No.
No? I just asked
you. Did you know what I packed? You know how long it takes me to pack, especially for a trip like this?
No, seriously.
6 minutes. 4 pair of shorts. 6 t-shirts, 7 pair of underwear, 6 pair of socks.
So you're That's not it. Like me with the big ass suitcase.
I don't need it. We're literally going to be on an island. We're just going to be sitting around.
That is,
you know, you remind me of my friend from the last weekend, Matt. We had 7 guys getting together.
See, I love this.
Yeah, and he sent a text before we got there. He said, "Hey guys. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. We're going to have bikes there so we can bike.
I'll have
the boat. We can go clamming. There's a Harriet Tubman Museum close by. We could get a little history
Come on.
And I'm like, Carbs, I know I haven't talked to you in 40 years, but you're kidding with all this, right? And he's like, what do you mean? So we get there and
you're Silk Basie.
He's trying to organize team activities and we're like, Carb, beat it. Beat it. I don't want to go on the boat. Come on, let's just take a ride. No.
Dude, you're him.
I don't want to take a boat.
You're them.
Let me tell you something.
Dude, that is crabby.
Boats are as overrated as it gets.
You don't mean this.
You're sitting on a boat.
In the water.
I'd rather sit on a deck.
I don't know what to do with you, man.
Do you get seasick?
No. It just doesn't do anything for me. Being on a boat.
That is weird.
I'll be honest with you. You know what? I don't like going fast on a boat. I don't like it at all. Because you feel like, oh my God, one more piece of air and this thing's going to flip. It's very unsettling.
You got your life jacket
on. I'm usually
on.
Cold on a boat when it's moving fast.
So you couldn't be Clay's friend at all? Clay Thompson?
No.
Oh, man.
Like one ride.
Stoddy, you're a fuddy-duddy.
One ride, fine.
Tell me you went to the museum.
Let's go on the boat this weekend. How about we go on the boat for about 20 minutes, and then let's call it a boat day.
Oh, Stoney, turn in your fun card. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
you know
fun.
How many people would die? Okay, let's go do that. Tell me you went to the museum, Harriet Tubman.
No chance.
Right.
What are you, crazy?
Then what did you do?
We sat on a deck 14 hours a day and caught up.
We
talked about every man and woman we'd ever known in college, and we talked about them.
I don't like to hear this,
man. We talked about old friends, old girlfriends. We talked about games. We talked about parties. We talked about relationships.
But no activities besides talking. You could have did that on the boat.
I'll tell you what I did. We threw a football for about 6 minutes.
I'm mad at that.
But it was like the slow motion where you like you catch it and then you pretend like you bring it in like
stripling.
Like somebody like that. Let me see what we got here. 1242. All right, 888-957-9570. Hey, still making plans for September? We got one for you. Great golf, great people, and an even greater cause. Learn more at the Pettinelli Financial Partners Charity Golf Tournament at Harding Park. It's on Friday, September 11th. Benefiting the Autism Society SF Bay Area at PettinelliFP.com. Also, Valkyries, they take on the Chicago Sky today at 4:30. You can listen right here on the Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries to hear every game. Also, that segment sponsored by Ceremony Ford.